Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white.
Drink blue and light.
Thank you, Andy. Catch all of the Keystone Kickoff Penn State football talk on our app, Keystone Sports, or you can now find us on Spotify. I'm Jim Galante. I'm here with Andrew P. Shea and Bob Flounders. How you doing, guys?
Doing very well. Looking forward to, before we know it, it's going to be summertime. And then once summer gets a little bit later, it's going to be start of August camp. So I have a funny feeling the next couple months are going to go pretty fast.
Yeah, I've been keeping up, reading a lot. Penn State's during the spring evaluation period. I think they're, in terms of recruiting, the way they work it and approach it, I've been reading a lot about it in the past week. I don't think there's five better programs in the country that have a sort of commitment to a process and the way they do it than they do. And I thought last year you started to see some of the fruits of the labor, and I think you're going to see it this year. Development matters, but I think the way they have it set up, I think, is showing on Saturday.
It matters most of all, but right underneath for 2019, special teams matter.
Yes.
Let's just keep that in mind, too. Let's clean that up, but the recruiting is in great hands with James Franklin and his staff.
All right. Well, a little precursor to some Q1 news, because there are some people who think this program is overrated. We will get to that, but first I'd like to do a little house cleaning before we get started. For those of you who missed our Dustin and Greg show from earlier this week, I apologize. We've moved studios, ran into a couple little technical difficulties, but we've got things straightened out, and Dustin and Greg will be back next week. I'm sure, Bob, you missed them, didn't you?
I do miss them. I miss them. I don't get to see enough of Greg, so or listen to Greg enough. So I, when I found out about that, I know that Penn State fans probably were a little bit sad earlier this week, but we'll try and get them caught up to speed until next week.
We wanted to leave them wanting more. That was the method to the madness. Anyway, since Ross is out today, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to have our standard quarter one, news and notes. Quarter three, it'll be Ask Andy and Bob instead of Ask Ross. But what I did was I asked Bob and Andy to each offer up a topic that they wanted to talk about. So in quarter number two, this is Bobby's choice. We're going to be looking at some of those freshmen who haven't arrived in State College yet. We're not going to see them at practice until August, and there's some interesting names there. And for quarter number four, this was Andy's choice for topics. We're going to look at a position group that's often overlooked. We're going to look at the safeties. All right?
You love yourself some safeties, don't you, Andy?
I am becoming more and more enamored with the safety position.
I would say enraptured at this point. Enraptured.
In terms of the 2019 season,
okay. I can't wait now.
Save it for quarter four. All right. Let's get to our news and notes. Start off with, we were looking for a commitment this week on Wednesday from a guy by the name of Bangali Kamara. I wanted to bring it up no matter what because I love the name.
Sure.
All crystal balls pointed to choosing Penn State over Michigan and Purdue. And then last minute, he decided he's going to put off his commitment. Anything to read into that, Bob?
I've seen this happen in various forms before to Penn State. Typically, I don't think it's always a great sign, but there have been some instances where Penn State was in on a kid. It looked like the kid was going to come, and then it looked like it wasn't going to come, and they got him anyway, like Micah Parsons. But there's been some other instances when they've hesitated and they've lost the kid. I don't know. On a scale of 1 to 10, Ashay, is this somewhere around a 5 for you or less?
To me, it's a 4 or 5, and part of it's based on the position. He's a linebacker. That position has been recruited well in the last two cycles. And, you know, even though he's a 3-star kid, opportunity to play sooner than later is something Penn State likes to grant and sort of sell. And I'm not sure for a three-star coming in the 2020 class that an opportunity at the linebacker position exists sooner than later.
Well, one other thing to note is he very quickly also announced he was lining up a visit to Purdue. And
well, he can definitely play for that defense right away.
Well, but it also makes me wonder if Franklin said, okay, are you truly committed? Like he talks about this. Oh, yeah, I definitely am. However, I'm going to be planning on going to see Purdue. And I could picture Franklin. Is it out of the realm of possibility that Franklin said, maybe you should just hold off until you're sure about your decision?
Sure, sure. If Penn State's going to get loosied by a recruit, this would be the recruit, as in Lucy and Charlie Brown. If they're going to get the football pulled away from them, this is a guy that maybe you want that to happen. Not a Brandon Wimbush or somebody like that. Somebody like this.
Exactly. All right. Let's move on. We've got to talk about Tommy Stevens. We're contractually obligated to do that. The latest, you know, he made his visits over the past weekend and was in the process of lining up a visit to Kentucky. I'm not sure if that happened or not. What I'm finding fascinating about this is I believe we all assumed he would announce pretty quickly where he was going, that it was going to be lined up. And, in fact, he went to Illinois, and now it turns out there's a transfer from USC coming in, which seems to eliminate Illinois. Is it possible they really don't have much lined up, and they're trying to find the place that'll say, sure, the job is yours, and they're having trouble finding that?
Couple of interesting things. He didn't have a plan B. It's pretty clear. I think he was very upset when he found out he was not going to be kind of the guy to have the job in August. And I think when that meeting with Franklin after spring, and the comments he made at the Blue White game, I think Tommy just assumed all along once he was healthy they were going to let him give him the keys to the offense. Didn't happen. The other thing is I'm just struck by the geography of his visits, other than Mississippi State, which I still don't think is a great fit for him because I think that Mississippi State's pretty set at quarterback. But Miami of Ohio, Kentucky, Illinois, they're all, I think, you would know it better. Isn't that simple where he's from Indiana, like if his family wants to go see him play.
The geography probably
I think the geography would work for a couple of those schools. It wouldn't work for Mississippi State. I think that Tommy and his family have been in scramble mode ever since they made the decision they weren't coming back to Penn State. And I just really hope he picks a spot that he's going to get a chance to play. But as he's finding out, Andy, there's no sure things in college football when it comes to a transfer being handed the starting quarterback's job.
Well, and unless you're a different kind of transfer, like a Justin Fields or that kind of, you know, those are the kind of transfers that are sort of guaranteed jobs. But Tommy wouldn't be that guy because there's nothing to work with. And the plan B that he obviously didn't have was what FBS program does not have a quarterback plan, right? Yeah. So where are you going to find we don't have a plan at quarterback, or we're going to hand you the keys to the car right away? An FCS program would be a better fit for somebody like him, and a school could be in a deep transition and have an opening like that. Any FBS program that has an opening like that has a real problem.
I do think he wants to kind of save face a little bit too. Like he doesn't want to pick a school where it looks like he just picked that school because he wasn't going to Penn State. And you look at it and they've already got a pretty good quarterback on the roster. He's got to find, it's not a needle in a haystack, but he's got to find, he's got to find a school that it looks like he could conceivably win the job with a strong August, and I just don't know how many, Jimmy, that there are.
He already gave up his best opportunity.
That's where I was just headed. When you use, Bob, your phrasing was he needs to find a spot where he could has the ability to win the job in August. Didn't he just leave one? And I still believe that all along, even if it's a competition, as the incumbent, he would have had to been knocked out for Clifford to take the job. So I think that there may be a chance where Team Tommy regrets the decision.
There's definitely a chance, but I just don't think there's any going back now. It just can't. And I just wonder if things got a little heated in that meeting room where the door can't be left open.
Yeah, I'm a big Tommy Stevens fan. Like the kid a lot. Thought he would have had an inside track, but he made a huge mistake, and I'm going to tell you this, Penn State fans. Penn State football, the football team is better off for the decision that he made. That's my opinion. I think in the short and long run, Penn State's going to be better off.
That could,
at that position,
it could very well be the case.
It's like a Tommy Stevens segment again, wasn't it?
Kind of.
You can't go wrong with it, though. Because when he picks his school, we could probably devote the whole show to that and compare his situation versus Clifford's. That could be a whole show.
And this will go into the fall when we're going to compare how they perform. My only hope, and I truly do hope this, as a Penn State fan, I want him to be healthy. I want him to get an opportunity.
Absolutely.
And I want Clifford to stay healthy and have this opportunity. Because I think they're both really good quarterbacks.
Yeah, and Tommy has been he's clearly an athletic quarterback who can help a program.
Yep.
And it's almost like fate's kind of conspired against him at Penn State for a couple of years. He came along at the same time, essentially, when the program's all-time winningest quarterback came along, and it's just not – that doesn't usually happen. He didn't come along when Anthony Morelli came along. He didn't come along with, you know, some other guys.
Rob Bolden.
You know, he came around at a difficult time to win the job.
All right. One last topic that I teased earlier. Andrew, you were talking about the state of the program. There was someone from – down near the Southeast Conference who wrote, listed Penn State as the most overrated team. The Athletic ranked them 9th. A couple other services ranked them 20th and 21st in those way too early polls. But I'm selling James Franklin stock. I could go on and on. They lost McSorley. They gave several reasons. What's your reaction to that?
I think what's his expectation? I think
he said he doesn't believe they're a top 25 team. They lost their most productive quarterback in program history. A slew of all-season departures and transfers. Right. And my absolute favorite reason why they're overrated is they went 0-3 against Michigan State, and Ohio State.
Yeah.
Well, can't you pick any three-loss team and pick out the three teams they lost to?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that you could make a case. You could make a case that they maybe don't finish in the top 25 at the end of this season, but you can make just as strong a case that they'll go 10-3 or they'll go 9-4 and be, you know, 18th in the country.
Dear sir, watch video of the defense and then we can talk. That's all I'm going to say. I'm hanging my hat on this defense, and you need to watch this defense.
Safeties.
Especially the safeties. Well, I do think that's going to be one of the differences this year, is how much better the defense is going to be, and I think that's the first time in the Franklin area we said that. All right, that's it for Q1. Stick around. Quarter two, Bob Flounders takes over.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.